classic cars are not an unusual sight in Ypsilanti's depot town. With the Ypsilanti Automotive Heritage Museum, weekly muscle car events, and a variety of car shows held at Riverside Park every summer. The Great Race making a stop in Ypsilanti, however, gave classic car enthusiasts some unique sights and sounds from automotive history. Davin Reckow from Kingsley, Michigan, served as a navigator for a 1930 Model A two-door sedan. Reckow says his crew had to overcome quite a few obstacles to get a more than 80-year-old car around the Great Lakes.
We had to take the hood off the car to get a little more airflow through it. We roached one water pump early on, replaced that. So we're on our third water pump that's running like a charm now. We did blow a head gasket at one point, and we had to replace the alternator too.
If keeping the vintage cars running seems like a challenge, the Great Race adds the difficulties of a rally race. Drivers are given directions about half an hour before they start the course each morning and have to hit several checkpoints at undisclosed locations as close to schedule as possible. Don Mouche from Southern California was driving a 1916 Hudson Indy Racer. Mouche says even though his car never really got off course, they still had plenty of adventure.
We missed a couple of corners and saw it as we went by and got stopped and made the correction. We had one deal where I didn't think the brakes was going to hold, and we ended up out in the middle of the road. Thankfully, there's no oncoming traffic, but hit a fox up in Canada. It ran out in front of us, which was not that much fun. It was actually kind of, but other than that, we made it.
Mouche was driving one of several Hudsons competing in the Great Race, so the Ypsilanti lunch break at the Hudson dealership was a special treat. But drivers say at every stop along the race, they met crowds of people interested in seeing the cars. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.